You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Can you come and save her? Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when you turn right, but you turn all the way.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome to our show. A warm welcome, hospitality, and gratitude for each one of you. We are so grateful and so thankful that you are joining us today. We have a beautiful guest with us who's going to help us celebrate the gratitude attitude. Gratitude is the only attitude worth having. So we are going to be thankful and grateful and celebrate today. Precious guest, would you please introduce yourself to us?
Hello, I'm Nicole Leiberger, and I'm in Mission, South Dakota.
Wonderful. Welcome to our show. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, what are you thankful for right now?
Everything, my family, that I have somewhere to have them in the house in this cold weather. Yeah.
And why is gratitude an important attitude in your life?
To be happy and live right, and prayer, God, everything. Yeah.
My Granny Patsy used to say, if you're not happy, you're not grateful.
Yeah.
What are some of the ways that gratitude makes you happy in your life?
I don't know. Just to be happy and healthy and just filled with love, filled with God in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what does it mean to you? I mean, what was your journey to finding God?
When I had my baby, well, before I used to like party a lot, and then mm-hmm. I had my baby, then I just found God in my heart. I guess got closer to God, started praying more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2012 scared everybody. Yeah.
Is prayer a powerful part of your journey?
Yes.
Why?
'Cause you talk to God and it makes you feel better, because just talking to God makes you feel better. Like, He helps us through our life.
Mhm. What would you say to someone who right now has a lot of problems? They have a lot of trouble, or maybe they party a lot, you know, maybe their life is just sort of out of control. What would you share with that person?
I'd say things get better. I got to just pray and repent. Things will get better. We think that it won't, but it will.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will get better for them. They just pray.
Mm-hmm. Has God ever answered a prayer for you?
Yes. Many.
Could you tell us about one that's precious to you?
I had like three boys and I was like wanting a girl, and then I had my fourth baby and she was a girl. I did not believe it.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. And then I had her and I named her Eliana, which means God has answered. So, the prayer that he answered to. Thank you.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. Congratulations. How do you pray for your family in this troubling time? I mean, you've seen the news. It's pretty ridiculous right now. How do you pray for your family?
Yeah. We try to pray every night. Like, if we don't fall asleep right away. And then just in your mind, like anywhere, you could just pray. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They pray with me. They love praying.
Oh, good. Were there people in your life that you know prayed for you?
Have they prayed for me? Maybe.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
because I've gone through a lot of stuff.
And it's good now. You really have. Yeah, I know, but really, I mean, I think all of us have no idea that there are people. I mean, we think we know, like, oh, yeah, grandma prayed for me or something like that. But I think there are people praying for us that we don't even know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's really amazing.
And we're praying for people. We're praying for other people that we'll never know we prayed for them, right? I mean, you see prayer requests on social media and you pray for that person. They may never know you. Until I get to heaven and, you know, see, oh, hey.
Yeah.
What do you
think? Yeah. Like if someone pops in your head or something, you should pray for them because you never know what they're going through. Like.
Oh, yes. Thank you for saying that. That's
out of nowhere.
That's right. And we've all had that, haven't we? Where you're just, you know, I was washing my dishes the other day and I thought of somebody I haven't seen since college. And I was like, they must need prayer. You know, maybe they need prayer. Oh, that's powerful. And yet, God is doing that with us. He's laying us on somebody's heart who can help us or pray for us or, you know, answer our prayers. Oh, that's really cool. Thank you so much for mentioning that because that is beautiful. And it makes you thankful. It makes me thankful when I think of all the people who have taken their time to pray for me.
Yes, very thankful. Because I always ask for prayers and they work.
They do. They absolutely do. One of the other parts of being grateful, I believe, in our walk with God is praising God, worshiping God. And you certainly do that. You do that so well with your beautiful voice. And I was hoping that maybe you would sing a song for us.
Oh, yeah.
Please do.
Okay. Here's one I wrote in August. It's called Gone for a Minute. Again. I'm a stay-at-home parent, barely see my friends. Here I am, singing again. Got real heavy, but I blame my kids. Just kidding. I cook real good, but my husband cooks better, so I blame him too. Been gone for a minute, but I'm back again. Staying home, I barely see my friends. Stay-at-home parent, trying to live my life. The time for myself, just a mother and a wife. Got a lot of problems, but I smile through it all. Prayers are strong, it's why I stand tall. And I'm sure I don't take up much space, but I do now, kids all over the place. Been married 16 years, almost didn't make it, prayers are legit. Nothing to do, a lot on my mind, stressed out. So I do number one. For a minute, but I'm back again. I'm a stay-at-home parent. Barely see my friends. Trying to live my life, just a mother and a wife. Gone for a minute, but I'm back again. Depression is no joke. I stay smiling, it's the path that I chose. God is with me every step of the way. Hears my prayers, every word that I say. He lifts me up when I'm down. You don't see him, but he's all around. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the light. He's with me every day and every night. I've been falling, but I'll get up again. Everything was fine in the end. Gone for a minute, but I'm back again. Been staying home, I barely see my friends. stay-at-home parent trying to live my life. No time for myself, just a mother and a wife. No time for myself, just a mother and a wife. Gone for a minute, but I'm back again. I'm a stay-at-home parent, barely see my friends. Trying to live my life, just a mother and a wife. Gone for a minute, but I'm back again. Gone for a minute, but I'm back again. I'm a stay-at-home parent, barely see my friends. Trying to live my life, just a mother and a wife. Gone for a minute, but I'm back again. Just have patience, it'll get better. You go crazy like South Dakota weather. On the res, nothing to do. We're having a party, I'll invite you. I'm a sinner, but I'll be forgiven. But I have to change how I'm living. Yes, it'll get better, just have to pray. Pray to my mind every single day. I'm screaming, Jesus is the only way. Gotta make it to heaven, and to do that, have to change the way that I'm living. Have to change the way that I'm living. Been gone for a minute, now I'm back again.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
Well, I am a stay-at-home mom, and so I'm really grateful that you wrote that song. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I'm sure many of us are friends who are also stay-at-home moms, especially those of us that are mothers of preschoolers, right? Five and down.
Yeah.
we got a lot going on.
Yeah, and
pray
they don't
for
know
us.
What we go through. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's like those people who tell us it must be so nice to not have to work and relax all day. Okay. I bet that is nice, but we don't know.
Yeah.
So let's start with this beautiful song. What inspired you? Like, what was the minute when you knew I got to write a song about this?
Well, I've been listening to some artists, and, like, they inspire me because, like, I listened to 2-for-1, and, like, he makes music on the spot, like, on Instagram Live, and, like, he's so amazing.
Wow.
And I was like, hey, I should write a song. And then I just, like, came up with that.
Great. Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to you to write a song about your actual life experience?
I don't know. What, babe?
I mean,
yeah.
This is happening right now. I mean, this is your life, right? I mean, does that feel different? Like, is it, wow, this is really my life in a song. Does that feel different?
Yeah.
Yeah,
crazy.
I bet. Yeah, it is. Beautiful song, though. And so what do you hope will happen when people hear your song?
That a message will get to them. Like, I always talk about God and tell them to pray and repent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my granddaddy used to say repentance ain't no big thing. Just stop, turn around, and go a different way.
Yeah.
And I don't hear many people talking about repenting. Do you?
Some people, like, I think to get their message out, like, through social media and stuff is pretty cool. Like, on TikTok, and everybody sees your message. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Right. What's your favorite part of this song? What part of it do you go, oh, yeah, that's it, I like it?
I like the beginning. It's funny because I said, what did I say? I just lost it. I said, got real heavy, but I blame my kids.
Because
I gained weight.
Yep. All right. You know, we're like, I had a baby. And they're like, ma'am, your baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blame them.
Your baby's
and
now.
Blame my, your husband's cooking. And
that's great. It's wonderful to have a sense of humor, too. I think, you know, there's a lot of music that's very serious and deals with serious issues. And believe it or not, this is a serious issue. I mean, you're dealing with a serious issue, real life issues, but you're doing it in a way that people are going, yeah, I get it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, I can relate, you know. And so I thought, wow, you know, that's really, you're touching the hearts of people who really need to understand this. A group of people, like those of us who are stay-at-home moms, we get it. We're like, mm-hmm, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And yet there are other people who can hear this song and then understand a little bit more, right? They might not, you know, maybe our spouses or our friends can listen to the song and go, wow, maybe this is kind of, oh, I see. Wow. It might be eye-opening to them. And so when you write a song, is it like a process? Like, do you work at it, or does it just suddenly come into your life? Like, oh, I know exactly how this sounds. I got the hook for it. All of it. How do you write a song? What's your process?
Right now, I'm just finding like the instrumentals on YouTube. That one, the ones that say free, and then I'll just come up with words, I guess. Like the ones about God. It just, they just come to me right away. Like, that was pretty fast. Yeah.
That's really powerful, because most of my songs, I dream them. Like, a lot of my songs, I dream them, and the lyrics are just on the page.
Wow.
I have to get up and scramble to take dictation, you know, or they just drop into my spirit, and I know, like you're saying, I just know. I'm like, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
And I think there's a really powerful thing when you have a relationship with God. He really does help you create whatever it is you're supposed to do, doesn't he? When you think about your future as a singer, right? Like, you know, you think about singing and you start, when did you start singing? When did you first start singing?
I think I was like 12, whenever I Will Always Love You starts. I don't know if I sang before that, but when that song came, I think I started trying to copy her and everything. So I remember that day.
I mean, no, you really like picked like the most, you know, stunning song of all time, right? You know, start singing. Oh, wow, that's amazing. Okay, so
even
you
when that video
singing.
Came up, I think.
Yeah,
I think it was about 12. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, when you started singing, how did you know that that was your gift? Like, you wanted to keep singing?
I don't know. Like, when I first started writing music, I just wanted to write music for God and. I can't remember when that was. When was it? Right, 2012 maybe. When I wrote that, He's on His Way. The one I'll probably sing.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, you know what? I would love it. Can you sing He's on His Way? That's a beautiful song. And if you look at the news headlines, read the news and watch the news, you're kind of like, maybe he is.
Yeah.
On his way.
Yeah.
Yes, I would love it. He's on His Way. Could you do that for us?
Yes. Thank you.
Great. Oh, wonderful.
Pray every day and read the Bible. Be answers are there. Just open the book. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. Jesus is alive and he's coming again. Get ready for rapture. Repent of your sins. Pray and be saved or be left behind. Don't you know the Lord is coming? He's on his way. Don't you know the Lord is coming? He's on his way. Time that you forgive one another, it's a good time to pray. Ask God to forgive you and live a new day. Don't you know the Lord? Our creator, why have we turned from love and instead fight each other? God knows your heart and he knows the true you. Repent of your sins and be here anew. Don't you know the Lord is coming? He's on his way. Don't you know the Lord is coming? He's on his way. It's time that you forgive one another.
Oh my goodness, that was beautiful. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, what a great song. Oh my goodness. Will you tell us the story behind that song, please?
I really wanted to write a song, and I think that was the first one I did. It was kind of fast. I think I got it done in like with less than a half hour or something. But it was, wow. Yeah, it was pretty fast. I don't know. I just found the beat online.
Yes, yes, right. You know, it reminds me of when the old folks in church used to sing Jesus is Coming Soon. And they would sing this song, and it was Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound, you know. And it seemed like it was really far away. Right? Like as a kid, they'd sing that and you'd be like, amen. You know? But now, wow. Okay. So, why is this song really important right now?
Yeah, to let everyone know that he's coming, because, like, Bible prophecy, it's happening right now. Like, the Euphrates River is drying up. And I guess whenever it dries up, then they're going to release those four angels that are going to, kill like a third of the people or something. I don't know, but it seems like it's pretty soon.
Repent. Yeah, right. I mean, because, you know, my granddaddy used to say, Jesus doesn't have to come back for you.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world we live in, oh my goodness, there's so many things happening. I mean, you know, just there's pandemics and there's people going to the grocery store and something happens and just all kinds of things. And so we have to be ready. You know, we have to be prayed up and ready to go, you know, at any time. And yet we're going to believe God for long lives filled with good health and happiness and for divine protection. Psalm 91, you know, get it out, read it. And believe God for you and your loved ones to be safe. Mm-hmm. This song, I know this song came out of your spirit, like it just was something that you were passionate about. And when you sing it, how does it make you feel singing it?
Like praising God and like just telling everyone to repent. I feel good. It makes me feel good to sing about Jesus. Yeah, it makes me feel good.
Yes, yes. I think praise is powerful. I think praise is the atmosphere. You know, you ever been having a bad day or you feel just kind of like blah, and then you start that praise and worship and your whole mood changes?
Yep, it does. When you pray, pray out everything away.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And I think it's a weapon. I think, you know, we forget that.
It is.
Like, that we have a weapon of praise. We really do. We can change things in our atmosphere. We can change
that
us.
That's so cool.
Change our attitude, too. Change us and that gratitude and that thanksgiving. That is a beautiful song. Where I know folks want to hear more music from you. So where can they find your music? Like, where is your music? Where can we hear more?
This one's on SoundCloud. It's on SoundCloud,
okay.
I think. Under my name, Nicole Eiberger.
Okay. And what's your social media?
Just Nicole Eiberger, or it's either Voice in Love, or like YouTube is Native American Singer.
Okay.
I think I changed my name to Native American Singer because someone was getting mad at me that I didn't know Spanish.
Oh no!
Native American Singer.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
Because I'm a fan of Selena, so yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, anything for Selena.
Yeah.
I love Selena. Yeah, I miss her. Sure. I do. I think she's just amazing, and just one of the greatest ever. Really.
Yeah.
And I especially like it when you perform, Selena. I think it's great.
And it's so fun.
Beautiful tribute to her and honoring her. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that, though. Who are some of the singers that inspire you, that you learn from?
Definitely Whitney Houston.
Who else?
And Selena, like Lauryn Hill, Prince. I like Michael Jackson, like. Well, a lot of kind of people. I can't think. Oh, yeah, mostly all those guys.
And Selena.
Selena too.
Selena.
And then artists around here, like local artists and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Cool. They inspire me.
Okay. So
I think Frank Juan is the one that. Frank Juan is the one that really he's like started doing music, and I was like, hey, I should. That's probably why I made that song, and then I wanted to sing about God, so that's the first song I wrote. He's on his way. He inspired me to do it.
Beautiful. Oh, that's wonderful. And he's such a positive force. He really is. I mean, he's doing some good things, really good things, and so that's a great inspiration. Okay, so who do you want to inspire? Like, who do you hope listens to your music and is inspired by you?
Everybody, children, everybody.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yes,
that's wonderful. Everybody. Yeah, that's beautiful.
I wish everyone will pray. And I wish everyone could just make it to heaven. I don't know.
Definitely. Oh, that's a great answer. Everyone, music for everyone. And I think that is a great, great answer. We've got to go to commercial, but when we come right back, what I'm hoping is you'll sing another song for us. So we'll go to commercial, and when we come back, we'll have a few more songs by what a talented, talented artist. We'll be right back after these messages.
Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute! They told us we had an oil shortage. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
I'm Rick. I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes,
I said so, folks.
Talktainment Radio. We go where you go.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
What do you think you're doing, Kevin?
I was just going to drive home.
There are several warning signs present that you shouldn't be driving.
Like hearing voices?
Like your text to emoji ratio?
Oh, man, the selfies.
Selfie nailed it.
We all have warning signs that let us know that we're probably not okay to drive. Mine is pretending to be your subconscious.
Craig, come on, man, let's split a ride home.
When you take your car in for an oil change, a good mechanic will also take care of other routine maintenance to make sure your car runs safely and efficiently. Protecting your health isn't much different. When you get a COVID-19 vaccine, it's important to make sure you're also protected from other serious but preventable diseases. It's easy and convenient to get other routine vaccines at the same time as a COVID-19 vaccine. So make sure you ask a healthcare professional about other vaccines you may need to maintain your health.
And your girl may save her. Better believe they get on their knees. They pray hard, they pray hard. It never looked bad once the war forgave.
You're better than that.
Life is way more than feeling that high. You have a child, someone to love, and they love you right back more than you could ever know. Others kept you, we're trying to help push you down another path. Yeah, we may see me, but we care about you. Don't wanna see you destroy yourself. Lift your head high, don't give up. We love you too much. Baby, don't cry, it'll get better. It may seem like your world is closing in, but you'll be fine. Life isn't easy, it's like a tornado. But remember when it storms, there's always a rain. See the clouds rolling in, be prepared. Look at the bright side, it's good for the earth. It's time to grow, love is always here. Just reach out your arms, we're always here.
Heard me say it before, but I'm saying it again. So we are going to have a thankful, grateful heart, and our guest is helping us to do that. Would you reintroduce yourself to our friends, please?
Hi, guys. I'm Nicole Eiberger, and I live in Mission, South Dakota, on the Rosewood Reservation.
That's great. We have listeners from all over the world, 160 countries in all 50 states, and I would love it if you would tell us about your nation, your tribe, your reservation, because some folks don't know. We have listeners from Israel, Nigeria, Canada, Ireland, France. I don't want to leave anybody out. Japan, South Korea.
Hi.
I mean, we have Mexico, Puerto Rico, Hawaii is not another country, but I just wanted to say Hawaii because I love you. And New Zealand. We have so many friends. Oh, Australia. We have so many friends all over the world, and we love you. Morocco.
Hi, Spain.
Oh, we just love you so much. Thank you. All of you. All of you. Even if I didn't shout out the whole
we
world
love
today,
you.
We love you. And so,
friend,
would you please
everybody.
That's right. Yes. Yes. You know what? In fact, I feel inspired right now. All our friends listening all over the world. I'm going to hand Nicole the mic right now. I'm going to let her speak directly to you, our friends all over the world. Go ahead, Nicole.
Hi, guys. My name is Nicole Eiberger, and I just make music for God. And I just want everyone to make it to heaven. So I just say repent and pray and love everyone and forgive everyone so that you can be forgiven too. And Jesus loves you. And he's on his way.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And so for our friends who are listening who might not be familiar with your tribe, your nation, or your reservation, could you tell us about it?
Well, I live over here on the Rosebud Reservation because my grandma is from here, Quick Bear. Yeah. But I'm enrolled in Minnesota, is Boy Sport Band of Chippewa. So I'm over there and over here from South Dakota and Minnesota.
Wow. And what's your favorite thing about South Dakota?
That mostly everybody knows each other over here and over here on the reservation. That's pretty cool. And like, if you want to leave, you always end up coming back because you miss everybody.
That's so true. Oh my goodness! Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I left and I'm just back.
Yeah.
I went to college and then it was like I'm back, and I went to grad school and I'm back. You always go back. You always go back. It's your family. It's your loved ones. It's your land, even. The boomerang effect, they call that. And I think that's so beautiful to have a place in this earth that you can call home and people who make it home for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Oh, I love it. Well, I'm really excited because I hope you'll sing a couple of songs for us so we can really praise God, so we can really have that gratitude attitude and give thanks. Will you do that, please?
Yep. I have Shine Bright, a song that I wrote.
Oh, great.
But it's coming soon. Will you be ready? 'Cause it's coming soon. The day's almost here, but will you be ready? The day's almost here, will you be ready? Shine bright as bright as the sun.
Amazing again. Wow. Oh my goodness.
Thank you. Oh my goodness, my baby woke up.
Please tell us the story behind that song.
Just inspired by people and just wanted to share God's message again. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like it very much.
I remember when I wrote that.
It's beautiful. Oh, it's really beautiful. You know, when you think about your music, you know how they put music into categories? Like they say, oh, mm-hmm. this is hip-hop or this is country or whatever. What's the label on your music? What do you call your music?
I don't even know what I call it. Like, I just put Christian music, maybe. I don't know what I would put on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Okay. And what's your favorite kind of music? What kind of music do you like best?
I like, maybe R&B, like ballads, love ballads, maybe, like Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. Yeah. Oh, that's what I forgot to say. I love Mariah Carey.
I do, too. Oh, my goodness. Wow, what a voice. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, wow. So talented. And, you know, it seems, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm a 90s kid, so I always think, like, that was the very best music
ever. I love 90s. You know? Yeah, I think that's the greatest time ever.
To it. Yeah. I'm still listening to it. I'm like, what is this new stuff?
Me too.
Put that back on. Yeah. I think that I do too. And there's something about true and genuine voices. You know, like Mariah Carey, like Whitney Houston, where, I mean, you could be doing anything and they come on and you know exactly who it is. There's no question about it. And that's really powerful. So, yeah, you do. And you've just heard it like 52,000 times, but let's hear that again. Put that on repeat. So how would you describe your voice to someone who hasn't heard it yet?
People always say my voice is powerful, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Probably because I'm yelling really loud. Just kidding.
That's great. It is powerful. It is powerful. And I think part of the power, I think there's a difference, really. When you sing under the anointing and you really know that, you know, God is helping you sing, that he's really behind. He puts his super on your natural. When you start singing and that, you can just feel the Holy Spirit come on you and it sounds way better. You know, you're like, wow, that was really good. because the Lord is in it. And I think when you're willing to use your voice for him, he steps in and makes all things beautiful. Well, you have a beautiful, powerful voice. And I wondered if you'd sing some more songs for us, please.
See if I could find it.
Well, while you're looking, I am going to encourage everybody to follow this great light on social media. You know, I think that's something all of us can do to promote other people and to encourage other people.
Yes, I love
share these songs. Yeah, share these songs and help other people. Wow. And I want to say thank you to you because you have been such a blessing to my music. I mean, I'm just grateful.
I love your music too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And so I'm going to encourage everyone, you know, share these songs, tell other people. I mean, we tell people about all kinds of stuff on social media. Let's tell them about something that's good, something that's encouraging, something that's uplifting, right?
Yeah.
Let's tell them about something that's going to help you get to heaven.
Yeah.
Let's tell them. Share them. So we'd love it, though, if you would sing another song for us, please. Well, we know this about your music, too. One of the things is that everyone can listen to it. That's a great thing. I mean, you know, you can put on this music and you can enjoy this singer and not have to worry about the lyrics, not have to worry about the kids, you know.
Yeah.
You can put on
her
music
my lyrics.
And everyone. Yeah. I mean, everyone can listen to this and everyone can enjoy this. And so even our friends around the world, there are countries where certain kinds of music are not allowed. And clean music. This is family friendly. This is music that everyone can enjoy. So if you'd like to sing another song for us, we would sure love that. Otherwise, I would really love it if you would share some more of your testimony with us. I think one thing people don't realize, too, about singing is that music is a universal language. We say that all the time, but it really is. So many things in my life, the memories attached to them are a song. Like I can remember, there's a song, I hear it, and it brings back memories of a certain person or a certain time or situation, or we have something happens to us and a song suddenly puts our emotions into words. And I think that is so powerful, and that the fact that even your music is putting into words, you know, how God is making you feel at that moment. Do you have a song for us? Great, let's hear it.
I can share this one. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. This is wonderful to have this time of praise and worship with you and to hear your beautiful voice and your powerful music and message. I hope you'll keep on writing songs, that you'll write many, many songs and record them.
Thank you.
And just keep putting them out there, please. The world needs your gift and your shining light. So thank you for that. Mm. Before we go, I would love it if you would tell us again, how can we listen to your music? How can we become part of what you're doing? You know, we have a lot of friends out there. We have a lot of people doing a lot of things. You never know. And so good connections and networking are very powerful. So could you tell us again how we can follow you on social media or listen to your music?
Maybe just look up my name, Nicole Leiberger. I think that's what it's on. Or I use Voice in Love sometimes. Like, I'm on Instagram and Facebook. And this is on SoundCloud. I can't remember what it is. Reverb Nation has like them.
Reverb Nation, yeah. And look up those songs. He's on his way. That's a great song. You know?
Yeah.
Send that to your friends. You know, share that on social
song,
media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That song you gave me the beat. That is so cool. Thank you. You gave me that beat that was made by Brazil.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, and you did such a great job with it. And
yeah,
he's so
another
talented.
Amazing artist. Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He really is. He's been on our show, and we've enjoyed him so much, and he's doing some really creative things, innovative things. And so I'm so glad that you were able to use that beat to do something really
thank you.
Fantastic, which is great. Well, I believe you're going to do some more great things in life. You're going to succeed in them all. And before we go, I want to give you a chance to shout out your family. Say hello to any of your loved ones that you'd like to greet right now.
Hi, guys. I love you. Thank you for listening.
That's precious.
Yeah, shout out to all my babies. Israel, Nima, Elijah, Eliana, my husband, Eduardo, my mom, everybody. Hi.
Hi, guys. Oh, how wonderful. Great. That is so great. Well, I want to thank you for your beautiful friendship over the years to me and for trying so much to promote and help. I mean, you're always so supportive of everything I try to do, and it's really an honor for me to have you here today, because as we celebrate gratitude, I really am grateful for you. Native Got Talent. I mean, y'all were promoting my music before, you know, at the beginning.
I forgot my password on that one, but. Well, I share on Native America's Got Talent too. Like, someone made that, and then they made me administrator or whatever, and then I share it from there too. Native America's Got Talent.
That's terrific. That is so terrific. So I just want to say thank you, because even when we had to get the vote for the NAMIs, and I can remember you getting people to vote for me, and I won, and it was wonderful.
Yeah,
so I just want to say thank you to you. I want to say thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for believing in what I try to do. And it's an honor now to promote you and what you're doing. And I sincerely ask our friends who listen to you follow you. And to share your music, and let's blow up this amazing talent. Let's show the world what you can do. Thank you for joining
us.
Praise God. And to all of you who join us today, we say thank you. To all of you who make this show possible, you know, it's a labor of love, and you make it possible with your donations and your sponsorship and grants. We thank our friends who listen all over the world. You could be doing anything with your time, but you share it with us by listening to this show, and we are grateful. But most of all, I want to thank God for all of it, for everything, for everyone, for everywhere.
Spread love and pray.
That's right. So we'll see you next time. My name is Dawn Karima, and I'm really looking forward to when we're all together again for this show. God bless you.
Come and save her. Better believe it. Get on your knees. easy, pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
Got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.